Good morning, everyone, and welcome. And since it's Mother's Day, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here, and a blessing on you. I didn't realize it was Mother's Day today earlier this week. I knew it was coming up, but in my mind it was farther down the road. And my wife asked me what I was going to preach on. I said, well, I had a couple different things going through my mind. And she said something about Mother's Day, and anyway, thankfully I found out it was Mother's Day when I did. So I am going to talk about mothers today, if I can find my notes. I think I'm getting closer. Okay, so Mother's Day is a day of the year in which mothers are honored by their children. And I thought, well, I'm going to check out when Mother's Day started, or why did it start? And so I looked back, and Mother's Day is actually not a very old holiday. It's only a little over 100 years old. And President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation on May 9, 1914, declaring the second Sunday of May a public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. This declaration was actually a result of a movement led by a lady by the name of Anna Jarvis, a lady whose mother tried to start a Mother's Day while she was alive. But what the elder Jarvis had in mind was likely something different than what her daughter brought to reality. And evidence suggests that Anna's mother, she wanted a Mother's Day that was plural for all mothers, and a day where mothers would get together and help each other, help the ones that was less fortunate than them. That was actually the original Mother's Day goal. The elder Jarvis' experience of motherhood was infused with sadness. Of the 13 children that she bore, only 4 lived to adulthood. And her story was not uncommon in that time, in that region that she lived in. 15 to 30% of infants in that region died before their first birthday. And what the elder Jarvis organized was what they called a Mother's Day work club to learn hygiene practices that would keep their children healthy. And that was what her goal was. There was an attempt on a Mother's Peace Day around this same time, and that was mothers supporting anti-war efforts. And that was for the reason to save their sons from dying prematurely in war. So it's kind of interesting when I looked at that, and I was a little bit disappointed. I guess I was expecting to hear some unusual mother story that would prove what all mothers do. I don't know what I was looking for. I guess it was something down that line. I was a little bit disappointed in how it actually started. I'm very glad today that we have a day that we do recognize our mothers. I think it is very good. But is it a one time a year? Mother's Day comes around, and has it become a one time a year thing? We honor our mothers and then the day's over. Kind of like some people go to Easter Sunday and that's about the only time they go to church. Or do our mothers deserve honor another day of the year? And our Exodus 20, verse 12, I'll read that. Exodus 20, verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And So I believe God would have us to honor our mothers every day of the year. And it don't need to be a one-time deal. I don't think that's the way God would have it at all. They deserve honor regularly, according to the Bible. Matthew 19, verse 17. Let's see. So in verse 17 it says, "Why?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He said unto him, "Which?" And Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And I realize today I'm talking about mothers, about godly mothers, and I think most of us here have godly mothers, and we have a lot of godly mothers here. But I do realize that some mothers are not godly. There are some mothers that are not godly mothers, and I wasn't really going to talk about them, but I do want to mention that fact. And if you think in the Bible of the when John the Baptist was beheaded, that was a request of a mother. And there's not much good to say about that. And there's a lot of sad stories out there today of mothers. Proverbs 31, verse 26. Proverbs 31, verse 26 and 27. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is a law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. And this is talking about a godly mother. A godly woman is a steward of her home, time, and resources. And Proverbs 31 tells of many virtues of an ideal woman or mother. And maybe this looks discouraging to a mother, and I can imagine it would, looking at Proverbs 31. But I don't think, and none of us are perfect, so, and I'm not saying that a mother can't ever have a place where she feels like she should improve. I would say that all of us should see areas we could improve, but I feel like we have a lot of godly mothers that are a virtue. Being a godly mother means much sacrifice, and there are many, many areas a mom sacrifices and many things that she has to do. If I started in trying to tell you everything a mom does, it would take a while, and then I wouldn't get it all covered. I can try to cover a few here. Towels and washcloths gathered, washed, folded, and put away. Dirty clothes gathered, washed, folded, and put away. Things put in the refrigerator. Things took out of the refrigerator. Things put in the freezer. Things took out of the freezer. Dishes washed, put away. Dishes took out again and for use. Windows washed. Floors swept. Floors washed, bathrooms cleaned, making breakfast, lunch, supper, keeping food supplies for the family. Besides all this, they have to run children to school, train children, whip children, bathe children, and the list goes on. And that's not near all of it. And it's easy to think that a woman's job, it's easy for me to think that a woman's job is not that physically hard for the most part. And it's not. I don't think they don't have to have tremendous strength to cover these jobs. But many of the jobs that I mentioned happen several times a day, or at least daily, weekly. It's ongoing. And when we, as men, get a day off of work, you know, we're off of work. We can kind of decide what we do. And if, but a woman's job don't stop. She may shuffle things around a little bit and be able to go do something, but she, it still needs done. The same thing still need done. She feels that responsibility. Sometimes you can go out for supper for a meal or something, and that relieves cooking for a little bit. And it's easy for me not to really appreciate all the things that my wife does as a mother in our home. And I would like to bless her for that this morning too. She does a lot in our home. And I would like to bless all the mothers for all the work you do and oversee. Sometimes children can help, but you have to oversee it. And 1 Timothy 5, verse 14. Says, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. So what you mothers are doing or have done is a job God has given you and designed for you to do. And not all women are okay with this role. I pulled some change out of my pocket yesterday, and I noticed this quarter. It caught my eyes, a little different look. So I looked at it, and it was a 2022 quarter, and it had this picture of a woman on the front of it. And I got to looking at it, and it called her name Wilma Mankiller. Isn't that a good name? And I thought, well, I wonder what's special about this woman. And so I looked up Wilma Mankiller. And what she was a Native American out of Oklahoma that was involved in recruiting funds and different things for the Cherokee people. She was a Cherokee Indian. And so I was reading more about her. And what was interesting was that at some point there earlier in her life, she had married a wealthy Ecuadorian man. And they lived in San Francisco, and she was trying to do this organizing, and she had two daughters, and her first husband there wanted her to stay at home and raise their daughters instead of going around doing all this organizing. And she wasn't into that. She went and found a way to buy a car, and she took her children to these organizations, and today she's on a 2022 quarter because of her efforts. So not all women are okay with actually where God would have them to be. I'm sure your jobs look sometimes overwhelming and just too much to get done. And hopefully you can rest in the fact that you're doing God's will and a great work for God. You might be surprised at the memories, at what memories will live on in your children. And I can remember when I was, I think we was probably four years old, somewhere right in there. We still lived in Virginia. And we was on the way home from, well, a lot of y'all know Raymond and Elmita there in Florida. My Uncle Raymond, which he's dead now. And we was over at their place and driving over to our place, and it had started snowing. And we hit a slick spot and ended up in the ditch. And one of my aunts was riding in the passenger seat, and she landed down between the two seats in the front, and we got banged up a little bit, but nobody was hurt. It could have been a lot worse. The van could have turned over or whatever. But I remember after Dad came and picked us up and we got home, I remember sitting on the couch with Mom, and she was talking to us about how God took care of us and that. I remember that from all those years ago. 36 years ago. That's pretty long time. So you never know what memories will live on from your children. Praying for your children, I think, is something you can do more good than what you realize. You know, the devil wants your children. He wants your children's soul. And I think there's a lot of power there in prayer that moms can do for their children to, yeah, they have to make their own choice. I understand that. But we know God is much more powerful than the devil. And praying to him, I think it can do much good to our children. Another memory, just thinking about things moms do, a memory I have when I was around 16 years old, I decided I wanted an arena to ride horses in. And so I had went and bought some boards to put up this arena. And an interesting note, I went and got these boards rough sawn, and it was a pretty good size arena. I don't know if it would fit in this. It might fit in this main auditorium here. It was not that big, but not that small. And all the boards cost about, I think it was $360-something. So that tells you about what inflation has done. But anyway, I had bought these boards, and I was down there putting them up. And the first while, I was digging my own post holes, and then Dad brought his tractor and a post hole digger, and he dug the rest of the holes for me. But anyway, I was down there, and it was hot summer, and I was working on this thing. And it was a little ways from the house. I don't know how far. It probably felt farther then than what it really was, but it was down in a field. And partway through the day, Mom, she could see me down there working, and she came down there and brought me a drink, and yeah, just showed interest in me. And she had all this other stuff going on at the house. It's not like anything quit needing to get done at the house. But you never know what memories your children will remember. So I was thinking about this. So how can we honor our moms? How can we honor them? Ephesians 6, verse 1. The first three verses in Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that they may dwell with thee. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So when children obey their parents, they're honoring them. And you sure don't want to wait till Mother's Day to start doing that. You don't want to do that one day a year. Some other ways we can share some of their workload. Thank your mom for what she does or has done. Tell her with words, flowers, whatever. There's many ways to show your mother appreciation. Somewhere along the way in life, usually children cause heartache or sadness to their mom at some point or to some degree. And I know I caused my mom much heartache. So when you get older, you leave home, hopefully mature a little, you start understanding a little bit of why your parents did or didn't do some things, or let you do or didn't let you do some things. And you can start giving back a little of what you got from your parents. When your parents are older, they maybe don't need the income they used to, but they can't work like they used to either. And sometimes they don't know if they should do something or not because of the cost, because they know they have to make it work. We can honor our parents by helping them, by paying for a project or a trip. And I was able to be a part of sending my parents on a trip to some relatives on my mom's side, and it took some convincing. It's kind of hard to get parents to accept things sometimes, but I knew mom had been saving money for this trip or trying to put back money, and She's not here today, so I wouldn't want to make her feel bad at all. She had saved up about $1,500 or $1,600, and they was going to go way out west on this trip, and she was trying to convince herself that this was almost enough. And I think a lot of us here know that traveling, it wasn't going to pay the bill. So anyway, we was able to send them. We just simply said, look, we want you to take this trip. They had helped us. You know, it's something you can give back to your parents. And I don't know if we ever really realized how much that meant. It's something we never regretted doing. So honor your parents, whether it's with money or time to do a project or just visit about life. Sometimes I wish I could put my arm around Mom again and just give back some of what she gave. Jesus gave us a good example in John 19. Jesus was on the cross, and he spoke to his mom and instructed John to care for her. You know, that took a lot of effort on his part. And he cared much for his mom, I think. And I think we should too. That is all I have today. If we could stand for prayer.